Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Alder. My guests today are Angela and Mariana Velenosi from the Velenosi Winery in the Le Marche region on Italy's Adriatic coast. Welcome.
Thank you. Ciao. Buongiorno a tutti.
Buongiorno. Nice to meet you. Angela Velenosi.
Okay, so let's, Angela and Mariana, one of you is the daughter and one of you is the mother. Which is which?
So I'm the daughter. So I'm the second generation of Velenosi Winery and my mother.
And I am the mamma, Angela Velenosi, first generation in Velenosi Wine.
So what are your, each of you will have a role in the winery, mother and daughter. Mariana, what is your role? And then Angela, what is your role?
So I'm the marketing manager and I'm in charge of the off-premise channels, especially in Italy.
And for me is the owner and I attend everything in the Velenosi wine, but about all of the sales and for the export and Italy.
Where is exactly is Velenosi located in Le Marche? Which provincia, which province, and where are you?
So our winery is located in Ascoli Piceno, in the south of Le Marche region. So Le Marche is a beautiful but still a quite undiscovered region of the center of Italy. And it is an incredible region with 10% of the regional territory that is protected. And 70% of the territory is composed of hills and 30% of mountains. So we do not have flat areas except for the 180 kilometers of coastlines with 26 touristic cities. We produce wine mainly in the south of the region, so in Ascoli Piceno, but we also produce in the center of the region where there is Verdicchio and Lacrima. And 3 years ago, we also invested in another region that is Abruzzo, so really close to Ascoli Piceno, actually.
It's interesting what you're saying about Le Marche, I mean, about how rural it is. It was slower than other Italian wine regions to become sort of industrialized agriculture. So that's why it's preserved its beauty. And I'm sure you feel very lucky to live there. So obviously we're in the, you're near the Adriatic Sea. What influence does that make on the climate and on the way that you grow your grapes?
But actually, we have an influence of the Adriatic Sea and also of the Balkans, which are located on the opposite side of the Adriatic Sea. This because we have really hot summers that can be as hot as 35, 40 degrees. But thanks to the Apennines, there are many rivers that cross the region and flow into the Adriatic Sea, like a calm. And because of these rivers and the Balkan wind, the temperature excursion between day and night is very high, almost 15 degrees. And this temperature excursion gives our wines a good acidity and is combined with the minerality and the aromaticity given by the influence of the sea. And moreover, during winter, the cold wind from the Balkans carries with it snow. And this is perfect for the hydration of the vines.
So what about your the characteristics of the vineyards in terms of, for example, soil? What are the predominant soils in your vineyards?
So we mainly have clay, silt and sand. But then it depends on how close the vineyard is to the sea. So, for example, the vineyard where we produce our Roggio, that is our most awarded wine, a blend of Montepulciano and Sangiovese, is really close to the sea. And there we have mainly sand, so 70% of sand. While the vineyard we have within really close to the Apennines, they are mainly composed of clay and silt.
How was the winery created? When was it born, and who founded it, and why?
So actually, it was my mother and my father. So my parents founded the company in 1984. They started with 9 hectares and a very small cellar. We didn't study winemaking, so they didn't have experience and they didn't have money to found a company. But it was like a dream, their dream. And after so many sacrifices, after 36 years, we now produce 2.5 million bottles and we export our wines in 52 countries around the world.
That's a pretty substantial. Are you one of the biggest wineries, privately owned wineries in the Marche?
We are one of the biggest family-owned wineries, yes.
Yeah, does that give you an extra bit of responsibility, you think, as you're not a corporate winery, that you're a family winery? Why is that important for your values?
It is important because one of our main values is the tradition of winemaking and the tradition of our territory. And I think that our mission is to preserve this tradition as a family that works with the wine.
So just tell us a little bit more about some of the grape varieties that you work with. Then we can start with, say, the main white variety, Verdicchio. What makes that special?
Actually, yes, Verdicchio is one of the most, actually, is the most important grape variety of Le Marche region. Verdicchio is really special because it has a really important production in Le Marche region, and it has a really great longevity. So it's a wine you can drink really young, but you can also keep a bottle for 30, 40 years, and it will find new characteristics and a new personality. So it's probably one of the most renowned and awarded wine of Italy, not only of Le Marche.
What about your main red varieties? You said you were expanding down into the neighboring region of Abruzzo, which is well known as the Marche is for the Montepulciano grape. Do you have any Montepulciano?
Yes, of course. Actually, we mainly produce Rosso Piceno in Le Marche region, but we expanded also in Abruzzo region where we produce Montepulciano. So we do a version of Montepulciano DOCG, Colline Teramane, and we produce it keeping the traditional method of winemaking. So we do, we age the wine in concrete and then in big barrels. That is different from the tradition of Le Marche, that usually we use stainless steel tanks and barriques.
So why are concrete or cement tanks good, and why are you making your red in that particular way?
Yes, it's interesting because it was the tradition of the region. So as I told you before, our mission is to preserve the tradition of our territory. So we decided to change the method of the production because we wanted to go back to the tradition of the Abruzzo region. So normally concrete is a really interesting material for aging wines.
I mean, what's good about the cement tanks is the wine can relax. It doesn't have these high changes in temperature when they're aging. So it probably keeps the wine a little bit calmer than it might otherwise be. In terms of farming, in terms of the viticulture, are there any real problems that you have to deal with the grape varieties you work with? Or are there any special ways of farming that you use in the Marche?
But actually, in terms of farming, we decided to convert our winery to organic production. This was the main changing for the company in the last 30 years. So we are now converting 100% of the company to organic production, and we are already environmentally sustainable in terms of production and in terms of philosophy. This is the most important changing, but actually we work mainly with Montepulciano, Sangiovese, Pecorino and Verdicchio, which are grapes actually quite easy to work with. Even if they have different personalities and different characteristics, so we have to consider these differences and make the wine express itself. So this is quite difficult, but we do not have other problems in farming.
You mentioned Pecorino. Tell us a little bit about that grape variety, because it's quite a trendy grape variety.
Yes, it's a trendy grape variety right now. our winery decided to focus on Pecorino. Pecorino is an indigenous grape variety that was rediscovered 30 years ago at Arquata del Tronto, a small village near Ascoli Piceno that is located at 400 meters above sea level. You probably have heard of this small village because it was destroyed by the earthquake of 4 years ago. However, so Pecorino before was just used to blend with other white wines, while when it was rediscovered 30 years ago, there were many companies that decided to produce single grape wines with the Pecorino. So now we produce four different versions of Pecorino because we believe that is one of the most important grape variety of the center of Italy because of its expressions and its characteristics. And Pecorino, as well as Verdicchio, has a really good longevity. So if kept in good conditions, is a wine we can keep in a bottle for 30 years easily.
You may obviously make a lot of wine. What are your main markets, export particularly? What are your main export markets?
Our main export markets are Canada, United States, Germany, Asia, especially China is a major emerging country as well. And then Europe in general.
Okay, and what is your biggest, is the USA, is that your biggest export market still or not?
Yes, it is.
And who would you, I mean, just out of interest, who's your, who do you work with in the States in terms of logistics, importers and things like that?
Our importer in the United States is VS Imports, and it's a national importer, so we work just with him for our marque line.
Mm-hmm. And the UK, United Kingdom?
United Kingdom, we have several small importers, such as Continental.
And what have you got lined up in the future as a family? Obviously, are you going to expand any further or are you going to just stay with what you've got? I mean, how many, in terms of your production, what is your production overall, roughly, in terms of wine output every year?
We produce 2.5 million bottles and we have more than 25 typologies of labels. Of course, we want to expand even farther, but we want to do it in the right way. So 3 years ago, we decided to invest in Abruzzo, as I told you before, in a new winery in the Abruzzo region. So we will now work on that winery. And after that, for sure, we will look for another path.
Okay, got my final two questions, and they're the same question wrapped in one. You're on a desert island, and you can only take one white wine and one red wine with you. Which will it be?
I would take as red wine Lacrima di Morro, and as a white wine, probably Pecorino, Barricato, so Barrique.
For people that don't know, what is Lacrima di Morro, and why is it special?
So it's Lacrima di Morro is an indigenous grape variety of the region of Le Marche. It's a really small production, so all the producers together can produce only 1 million bottles. So it's a really small production we have in Le Marche region. And it's unique because it has a sense of roses and violets, really intense. So it's really perfumed with an ample bouquet. And we always used to say that it is feminine to the nose, but masculine to the mouth, because still has a good tannin and it's this spicy aftertaste.
Yeah, it's a wonderful grape. It's a sort of aromatic, lightly red, which is, I think, very, very versatile and very intriguing, a very unique wine. So I just want to say thanks to you, to both of you for coming in today, Angela and Mariana Velenosi, a very well-run large winery. Fascinating to hear that you're going organic on such a big scale. And it's nice to hear that you are working so happily with the indigenous grapes of your very, very beautiful region. So we wish you every success for the rest of the season and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you.
Grazie. Ciao.
Grazie.
Buoya. Grazie mille.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guests today are Angela and Mariana There you go. You know I'm a professional at this, right? Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Ward. My guests today are Venenosi. My God.
Too difficult.
Okay, third time lucky.